Gary Chapman, Man After Own Heart, WWIB. And playing that tune, Caleb sang yesterday as we did our 3.5 hour tribute to the loss of our dear friend and longtime broadcaster. Way back to 1979 is when Steve Snyder, around the time he started working with the Russ County Forestry Department, as we heard one of his coworkers say, 42 years there, 42 years here at WIB. And so anyhow, Caleb had mentioned about Steve as a man after God's own heart. And there we go, Gary Chapman with that tune. 5:45, we're going to hear from Steve coming up. Thank you to John Fields for alerting me to the fact that on YouTube, there's a post of Steve playing the piano and singing at an event. So we've got that for you. Stick around coming up. But first off, first thoughts with our buddy, Dr. Jason Kanz in Eau Claire. Good morning. And if I push the right button, we'll be able to hear you. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, which is the question of cell phone commercials and everything. So 22 degrees this morning, and I'm kind of excited about this topic, and I'm kind of viewing this as kind of throwing a bone out and for a couple of dogs to chew on this, okay?
Sure.
And as it, and you have plenty of dogs, don't you? Three of them.
Three, yep.
But the only one I ever see in pictures or on Facebook is Sam.
Yeah. I seem to have a special affection for Sam, and likewise. So I was saying to Heather last night that Sam is not the best dog that we've ever had, but I don't know that I've ever been more attached to any dog that we've had. So.
Yeah, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
He's there. I mean, I see you on Sunday morning Zoom calls for church at 9 o'clock. We have like an interactive discussion time, which is... Anyhow, Sam is there, so he must be kind of growing in sanctification too, right?
I think so. If I'm home, he's usually near me. So he's happy to join in on the Bible study.
Yeah. Well, here's the bone I want to chew on. It's five words. If I get it right here, tell me if you agree or disagree, and chew on this. Well, it's like we're on a seesaw. So our belovedness precedes our fallenness. Let me repeat it. Our belovedness precedes our fallenness.
Agree.
Why? Why do you agree?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to mind is that God is love. God existed in a perfect loving relationship before he ever created the universe. I think that all of his creation is an outflow of his love. And even if you think about his words in the creation narrative, calling his creation good. And when he created man and woman, saying, that's very good. So I think for me that if we understand that creation is an outflow of his love, that he created people in his image, our image, we are belovedness. I mean, we are his beloved. And I think for me, we have to start there.
Yeah, and it's really important, it seems like. I mean, I'm holding in my hand a copy of Henry Nouwen, Life of the Beloved, right? He writes it to a seeking friend and laying out the fact that your belovedness, this very point, your belovedness precedes your fallenness. But it seems like over the years, we get the Christianity that's been passed down, and so we've got to sort off, like, what's true and what's not. And it seems like there's been such an emphasis. I mean, some, even you, I heard Sunday, call it worm theology. And it seems like in worm theology, you're not starting with belovedness. You're starting with how bad you are. And I'm not dismissing fallenness. I'm just saying which comes first, right?
Right. You know, and I think that was a term I first heard Chuck DeGroat use, who has been one of my significant influences for sure through his writings. And, so often I think that what we hear, and even if it's not intended, I think what we hear is, you're a mess, you're lucky that God even bothers to pay attention to you. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that all people have that, but I know that I for sure have. And so it's it kind of puts me in that position of groveling, and as opposed to understanding that God really and truly loves me without condition or reservation, as I think Brennan Manning would probably say.
Yeah, and I think it feeds into that idea, like, when you hear people over the years talk about the negative experiences they may have had in church, a lot of times it's that sort of that God is out to get you stuff. And I think that ties in more with not beginning with your belovedness precedes your fallenness.
Right. Well, and I know that you and I have talked a little bit, too, about Michael Card's book. I think it's called, I think the title is Inexpressible. But he talks about this concept of God's chesed, which is the loving kindness or steadfast love of God being his primary characteristic. And what is the object of God's steadfast love? We are. And, you know, and that never changes, regardless of circumstance.
Right. So, thank you. Well, good. That was a good bone to chew on. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll talk,
you
tomorrow. All right. Jason Kanz, WWIB. And as promised, John Fields, let us know about the fact that Steve Snyder on YouTube, they've posted this of him singing and playing. In fact, John, why don't you set it up for us here?
Mark and Caleb, if you look on YouTube under the heading Steve Snyder singing and playing the piano, you'll see a video of Steve playing the piano and singing. It's a pretty good audio tape. Anyway, I thought I'd send you that way and you could enjoy it.
Over the mountains, over valleys, seas and time, there's a settling of my spirit, an eternal peace of mind. There's a love that lives undying, and a joy that knows no bound, because Jesus did it God's way. That's where I'll soon be found.
Sound time.
Good morning, Caleb.
Good morning.
This is the day in 1964, the year of my birth, that the popular toy G.I. Joe made its debut. Yeah.
I love G.I. Joes. I just saw those at my parents' house the other day, some of my leftovers.
I got to tell you, yeah, too. I think for many years after I saw my G.I. Joe, he was like without a leg. So I mean, it was kind of tough for him.
Did you have the 12-inch or the 3 3/4-inch?
It was pretty good size. I don't know about, like this maybe. So
yeah, because they had 12-inch G.I. Joes, then 3 3/4-inch G.I. Joes, and then they made 4-inch G.I. Joes that always seems sort of like King Saul, who was a head taller than all the other men of Israel.
That's, I had the 12-inch, but Pastor's here's the kid. Thing. I remember, like, you could pull the string out and he would talk.
Really?
And I still, years later, I can tell you one of the things, because it was like, it seemed like it became, that was the only thing. And his words were, "I have a tough assignment for you." And so it's kind of.
Did you put it right in front of your math homework?
Yeah. But here's my question this morning. I don't know if this will go anywhere. But like, hey, if you or a family member, if there was a doll and they pulled a string on you, what would you say? Like, what is something you say so much that people go, oh, if you were a doll, you would for sure say this?
Oh, man. So just ask my kids some of the things I say. Be good for your mom.
We need
all these
call.
Different things that I say whenever I'm leaving the house.
What would the Caleb doll say?
Well, we know that the vaccine rollout is going on all across the nation, but what happens when the lines get really long and things start shutting down and the people are waiting for a really long time? You call in backup, you call in help, you call in Chick-fil-A.
Now, this reminds me, I was in Tennessee, actually, wrapping up a family trip back in, like, August, and saw this in the lunch hour. We closed out the trip getting lunch at Chick-fil-A, and they handle a massive overflow drive-through incredibly well.
Now, this comes from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Local hospitals opened a clinic on January 22nd for residents eligible to receive the first shots of the vaccine. But shortly after this drive-through clinic opened, the computer system handling registrations went down, oh no, causing hundreds of people to wait in heavy traffic. That's when the mayor called in help. The town mayor called in Jerry Walkowiak, the manager of a nearby Chick-fil-A. He was asked to step in to save the day. I just love how Chick-fil-A, we don't have one here yet. Some rumors.
Be great.
The fast food chicken chain knows a thing or two about busy drive-thrus, if you've ever been in one, too. They always say, my pleasure. They know about busy drive-thrus, know how to manage them. So the town mayor said, hey, Mr. Walkowiak, manager of our local Chick-fil-A, would you please come help us? With the help of just a few additional volunteers, Jerry transformed the messy traffic jam at the vaccine clinic into a smooth operation, reducing an hours-long wait to just 15 minutes.
Wow.
More than 1,000 people received the vaccine that day, the mayor said. And when everyone returns for their second dose on the 12th of February, they're going to say, hey, Jerry, Come on back now. Come on back now. They're going to bring him back to help keep it running smoothly once again.
That is great stuff. Again, you see a long line, and we've seen it here at various restaurants that maybe still aren't even open. They have the drive-thru. But this just like wound around the building like more than one. It was an amazing long, and yet I understand. Like, they handle it so well.
Yeah, yeah. We saw that in Ankeny, Iowa, too, when you've got people. We had people coming from a very, very busy road into the Chick-fil-A parking lot, and then people coming from a Walmart parking lot. You know how busy that is, to the other side of the drive-thru. Mm. And so you've got two huge lines of traffic, and yet Chick-fil-A, they move them on through.
That sounds, it would be cool. It's just like Chick-fil-A manager by day, but you know, problem solver by night. Well, we're taking your song suggestions this morning. If there's a song that reminds you of our dear brother, Steve Snyder, who went to be with the Lord early on Sunday, 715-396-1670, 396-1670. And Sue from Cadott says, any patriotic song played for Steve, she'd appreciate it. It's got to be this one, though. So often we'd hear these on Saturday
mornings. Every Saturday.
I would call in every Saturday and request a PCD song. And I'll tell you, I sure am going to miss Steve. One of the ones that I'd always request is Turn Up the Radio by Phillips, Craig, and Dean. So if you'd play that, I'd appreciate it. God bless.
Yeah, this is Chaplain Randy Vandaloo calling from Stanley. It was my privilege to minister to Steve in his last days at the Marshfield Medical Center. And each time, you know, we would pray and look to God, and we would say, you know, God's got this. So a song that I'd like to play in memory of Steve is God is in Control by Twyla Paris. Thank you. God bless you. We're going to miss this guy, but we know where he's at. He's with the Lord in glory. Amen.
4 to 8, and still for the next 75 minutes, taking songs that remind you of Steve, our longtime Saturday host here on WWIB, who we're grieving his loss, and yet, you know, Paul says in Philippians 1:21, to live is Christ, to die is gain. And Steve, and for me, it's just been thinking about that love relationship with Jesus, and it's renewed and deepened my faith just in the last couple of days. So
absolutely, and I was just thinking yesterday how not all of you had the privilege that I did of growing up listening to this faithful servant of God on the air, and then many of you didn't meet him. Many of you, most of you, didn't get the chance to work with him like I did and to sit with him and to come in on Saturday mornings when I was working on something. And there was Steve. And you've mentioned that before, too. And our
Those
former sales manager, Steve, later.
I mean, so it's just, appreciative.
And everything's dark in here because it's saving energy. So he's just got the light on in the studios and he might have been singing, praising. Yeah. But he always just, I mean, he was always just glad to see you. And we'd chat. And I treasure those memories. And You never knew sometimes what the good old days were until they were gone.
And it is, as an announcer here, I mean, you're a conduit between, it's kind of like the preacher stands between God and the people. And as an announcer, it's a privilege. And you and I both, you know, you've come in plenty of early mornings. And the fact is that when it's just you at the station, I don't know, it's just something about you and the Lord ministering to the people, you know, and Steve loved that.
Absolutely. And to be so personable while being solo here too. I mean, because again, so many of you said, just it felt like we were friends and he'd never met me before, but he'd pray with me over the phone. He'd sense when something was going on in my life. That was Steve. And that was the power, the God-given power of connection with people that he had because he loved Jesus and he loved people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Love God, love people. Danny Gokey. Lots of songs to that remind you of this great brother in the Lord for sure.
So I'm calling about songs that remind me of Steve. Steve played worship at our church once a month here in Chautauqua at the Refuge, and he liked Rich Mullins a lot. There were two songs he did play quite often. One of them was, Oh God, You Are My God, and the other one was, Our God is an Awesome God. So if you can play any of those songs, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Rich Mullins, Awesome God on WWIB, taking us to a minute before 8 o'clock. Thank you so much, Monica, listening in Chautauqua. And that's like the third Rich Mullins song we've had, but we played that earlier this morning, Boy Like Me, Man Like You, because Steve and Rich Mullins had a lot in common.
They did.
And both from Indiana, And so both lovers of music and the Lord. And so.
Yeah, I remember hearing Steve again on the air as he would describe to you what he was doing while he was on the air searching for different Rich Mullins songs. And I can't find that one. And I know we had it and search it. And so, yeah, very fitting to have an extra dose of Rich Mullins. Quickly playing off that, we've had some folks asking about the songs played during the day yesterday. Again, as we remembered Steve, particularly in the morning. And so we will have that shortly up on our WWIB Radio Facebook page, the complete playlist from during the day yesterday, if you'd like to, again, search some of those and hear them another time.
And if you missed the tribute, check out the podcast at wib.com. I think the song we're supposed to play next is Laura's Story Blessings. We've got not one, but two different listeners, Beth in Elk Mound, and also this message from Linda in Chippewa Falls. She says, good morning. I listened to Steve on the Saturdays I was able to, always remembering his kind voice and listening to how he related to people calling in, remembering his patience and kind voice. I know his family must be really hurting right now, and I'm praying that they'll find comfort through beautiful memories of the person he was in Christ Jesus. Could you please play Blessings by Laura Story? I recall when my own husband was dying of cancer that this song was so much reassurance that no matter what, our Lord knows best, and he will continue to keep pouring out his blessings upon all. My heart breaks for all of you at the radio station as well. Yes, by request for Linda and Beth this morning. All right, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. And yesterday we had the full tribute to our dear friend, Steve Snyder, going to be with the Lord at the age of 66 early on Sunday morning. And Paul Anthony, I guess, for the afternoon, put together kind of a compilation of some of what folks had to say, right?
Yeah, some of the different calls on the listener line. And then Elijah Freeman was on, along with Rod Larson, too, sharing some of their stories and memories of Steve. Mm-hmm. But this is the compilation that Paul put together of just a handful of your calls.
If you want the full blown, check out the podcast at wib.com. But this is the scaled down version.
I was in the hospital in Eau Claire for a period of time, recovering, and I was wondering and thinking about how did I get there? And all of a sudden, Steve walked in the room. He brightened up the room, and he talked to me, and we prayed together. He was there for about an hour or so. And I remember when he left, I thought, there is a man that the Spirit of God lives within him. You know, Steve ran the race to the very end, and now he's in heaven with Jesus.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson. I love Steve Snyder. I love his faith, and I'm sorry we lost him, but he's home to Jesus. But God loves him, and God's got a plan for all of us. Steve, we love you very much, and we give God the glory, and Steve's in heaven with Jesus, and just love WWIB, Lady Smith. I love you guys. I love Mark. I love Caleb. I love you all, and God is good. And this is Kent. Please give me a call anytime. I love you guys. God bless you.
As you guys have been sharing about Steve this morning, I saw so many memories about him because I listened to him every Saturday for so many years, and would listen to him as he did Ad Fire and stuff. And I mean, and I could think of the times I called. I mean, one time I called and I mean, he knew my name right away because we had talked different times and he just said, you know, oh, Steve, how you doing? Da, 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 da. But I mean, Steve could be so funny, but yet he could be so encouraging all the time too. And you know, that when he knew there was something going on in your life, he would, you know, there was a time that I called, and I mean, he just stopped and prayed for me on the phone. I mean, he wasn't on the air, but he was doing his job and stuff, but he just stopped and prayed for me right there, and that just meant so much to me at the time that he would be willing to do that. And I don't know how it is a person can make a friend of somebody that you've never had the opportunity to meet, but I felt like Steve was my friend. I mean, that he cared about what was going on, but some of the more wacky things I can remember of his time there is when he'd get to doing the board and he's having trouble and he's on the air and goes, well, what does this switch do? So he'd be flipping switches trying to get things to work right, or the different times he would share, you know, how he would do things. But I can remember the times he'd lock himself out of the station. He'd run out to get something out of his car, the door would go locked, and then he'd be stuck outside. And he'd come back and he'd just make fun of himself. And those are going to be some of the memories I have with Steve. And Steve, you are so missed, and you will be. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Hello, this is Beth. I'm calling to request a song for Steve called The Other Side by Colton Dixon, and also to say every Saturday morning he would play songs about loving America. God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood would also be another one to please play for him. You have my sympathies. Take care.
All right, taking some of your songs that remind you of Steve. He hosted Ads by Air, but he loved music and was so good at it. We played some music from him earlier before 6. We'll include that in the podcast for today. But I don't know if you have in front of you Jeffrey from Wausau, what he had to say here this
morning. I do, yeah. So listening at 94.3 FM, our friend Jeffrey says, good morning, Caleb and Havel. I heartily extend my sympathies to you and your staff on the passing of Steve Snyder. He says, I always enjoyed listening to him on Saturday with Ads by Air as I was driving between drum student lessons. One time, I specifically remember he played both of my requests in the same hour. When he had his announcer breaks, there was often scripture reading and teachings, and it sounded more like I was listening to a preacher than a DJ. Jeff says, I will always remember his easy listening voice and gentle delivery style. My sincere condolences to you and his family. And that's from Jeffrey in Wausau.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we loved him as who he was off the air, and he brought that same person on the air, and he just ministered. But he did it with such fun and grace, and so such appreciated. Dean in Rice Lake talks about, he remembers Steve playing this song at the church Red Cedar in Rice Lake. Amazing Love, WWIB. All right, the big game Sunday at Super Bowl 54. And Kansas City at, I guess, playing the visitor to Tampa Bay. First time somebody gets a Super Bowl in their home stadium, Caleb.
Yeah, this hasn't happened before. 5:30 p.m. Central Time on CBS. Chiefs are looking to become just the 8th team in NFL history to repeat as Super Bowl champions again back-to-back years. If they win it, they beat the 49ers 31-20 last year in Super Bowl 54 to claim their second Lombardi Trophy in team history.
And Kansas City did beat Tampa Bay during the regular season.
Yeah, it was a tight game, as I remember.
Mm-hmm. Should be a good one.
Buccaneers will be making just their second Super Bowl appearance in team history. They won the first time that they played in the big game, 2002, 48-21, knocked off the Oakland Raiders. Fourth time in the Super Bowl for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. I have Super Bowl snacks information, so that's
okay.
What I have at the end of...
That's really what's more important here.
What you have, Google releasing information about what Super Bowl foods get searched most by the state. And when I look at this, I'm proud of us in Wisconsin. I mean, for instance, I mean, Minnesota, not bad. White chicken chili is the most searched Super Bowl snack.
Good, sure, that's good.
Football cookies in Iowa. Illinois jalapeno pepper poppers. Are you a big poppers guy?
They're okay.
I'm not. I'm not a big
fan. I don't
wife
mind
likes
them.
But football cookies in Michigan, ham and cheese sliders in Indiana. Wisconsin is pulled pork.
Solid.
That is
solid. Good choice.
Way
yeah, we were starting to plot and plan a little bit at my parents over the weekend about who's going to make what? What's on the menu? So I do believe there will be some soft pretzels made, and
nice.
I'm looking forward to that. A few other little tidbits about the game. Tom Brady, the first ever quarterback to make it to the big game past 40 years old. In fact, Brady will be making his third Super Bowl appearance since turning 40 and his 10th overall. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes trying to become the youngest quarterback in NFL history to win the big game multiple times.
I think I heard a stat that Mahomes has never lost a game by more than 8 points.
Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
That's crazy. A couple other real quick things. The NFL will permit some fans at the stadium, 22,000, including 7,500 healthcare workers. And that's about one-third of typical capacity, but at least they'll be there. And then the pregame coin toss will feature poet Amanda Gorman, if you're saying, I've heard that name. She was just at the presidential inauguration. Phenomenal job.
Oh, yeah.
So, she will be tossing the coin out for the Super Bowl.
I wish she'd have a Super Bowl poem.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. The heartbreak for the people following the green and gold.